Let us bring in Pat Pagano and check the forecast. And I'm off to a rough start this morning. I just finished sports with Mike Cossey, and I was getting set to upload it to our internet site, and I deleted it. I deleted it.
So now what do you do?
There's nothing. I just have to post that I'm sorry. I accidentally deleted the audio. That's all it takes. And you know what? There's two steps. When you save something or when you delete something, it asks you a question. Are you sure you want to do this?
Sure you want to delete it. And you said yes.
It didn't say delete. Do you want to continue with this process? And for some reason, I hit yes, and because I thought I was in the save mode, but I was in the delete mode. And oh well, what can you say?
Goodbye, Mike Cossey.
For today, anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Okay. So now we're on the precipice of the weekend here, Pat. And the first outdoor show for tonight is sold out at the Sharon Playhouse, the Patio Cabaret. They have another movie night coming up on Sunday, beginning at about 7 o'clock or so. But yesterday it turned out to be an okay day.
Yeah. Today should be too. Partly cloudy. Low 80s, partly cloudy tonight, 60. Increasing clouds, mid-70s Saturday. Some sun, there could be a shower later Sunday in the low 80s, and a better chance of showers, mid-70s Monday and Tuesday. So really, weekend shaping up to be a warm weekend, even though it's the first full fall weekend of the calendar.
And it looks like it's going to stay warm right into Monday, right?
Oh, easily, yeah. The next front will probably get through here until Wednesday. So we'll stay definitely in the 70s early next week, but with the chance of showers. Tropics are quiet, so that's a good thing. We don't have to worry about that. And there will be a cool down gradually during next week. You know, it's not going to come in all at once, but it'll get cooler and cooler as we go through the week. And by next weekend, I'm sure it is just going to be pretty downright chilly. And that'll be the first weekend of October, obviously. What can I tell you? I brought our director, which we call, we nicknamed him Cecil B. Demented. You heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
we call him that. I brought him in for surgery yesterday because he obviously could not drive. They were doing anesthesia, and this was, I told you, because he decided to pull out a little bamboo shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. They found a bamboo splinter in his thumb, 1/2 inch in length.
Oh, my God.
So, all right, but, you know, so that's on the mend. Then last night, and I had the exterminator down yesterday. They put two boxes outside the house. And these are pretty big boxes. I don't know what they're made out of. Looks like it's made out of wood. I don't know. They're black, so you really can't see them. And inside is food, which, of course, is poison. And what happens is the mouse goes in one end, eats the food, comes out the other end, and goes away and croaks. So they put two boxes outside. And, you know, and I said to the guy, you know, I saw it in the kitchen. I said, and a lot of people say to me, oh, and, you know, I said, I saw one mouse. And they say, oh, it's probably just one mouse. I said, tell me the truth. If you saw a mouse, does it mean there's at least two or three? He goes, yes. So last night, I'm having dinner. I didn't see anything. But as I go over to the toaster oven to make my toast, I saw a little black thing on the counter. I quickly got my magnifying glass. Sherlock Holmes went over, verified, yes, it is a turd. So I found a couple of those, and then I started searching the kitchen. And I found a couple under the sink. Now, you know I had trouble with the drain.
Yeah.
And only on Monday did I snake my drain, clean out my entire underneath the cabinet underneath that sink. And I know that there was nothing there, and I found a couple there. So I don't know if these boxes are going to work, but I'll tell you, Marshall, when I get to the cabin, I will take my other box of copper mesh wire. I will bring it home, and starting Sunday night and all next week, I will go through every room of this house and clog up every single hole that I can find. On a mission.
Like the Blues Brothers.
Yes. Well, hey, listen, you know, thank goodness it worked, you know, with the cabin, and hopefully it'll work here. And I said to him, so what's the object of these boxes outside? He said, well, the object is, if they want to try to come inside to find food, they'll find this first, eat the food, leave, and not bother going into the house. He goes, now we have similar boxes for indoors. These are made for outdoors. He goes, but right now we're waiting for the shipment to come in. He said, because a lot of people are calling concerning it. And I said, oh, that's great. They're very, very good company. I mean, just pick up the phone, and then usually the next day they're here. Very, very, very good company, so I give them high ratings. And he said they'll be back. He said they'll be back in a couple of weeks, and what they do is they check the boxes to see if there was any activity. So, okay, fine. And that's it. Now, let me ask you a mouse question. Do you think it is necessary for me to pull out my stove and refrigerator?
Well, for you, yeah, because you won't feel any better until you do that. See, like for me, I know exactly where they get in. They get in underneath the refrigerator, underneath the dryer and the washer. But I'm not moving those things. So my cats just sit there. I have a chair placed right in front of the dryer because it's a top load dryer, and the cats sit there at this time of year, and they both sit in the same chair, and they look down, and they wait for a mouse to come out. Boom! They get the mouse. And so that's it. But they left you a little present there, Pat, and a little package for you.
Isn't that nice? I'm thrilled.
So now, did you disinfect that whole counter?
Of course, I took Clorox bleach and went over the whole thing. And again, when I saw the remains under the sink, it was only where the door is. You know, when you open the two doors under the sink?
Yeah.
It was right there. Because once I saw that, I took all the stuff back out from underneath the sink. And it was completely clean. So I said, so whatever it was, what maybe what they tried to do is get in under the sink and then go through the pipes there. But I had already gotten to those pipes there with copper mesh wire. So they couldn't get out from there.
Well,
so, and I can't get my stove out by myself. It's wedged in so tight between the counters. I'm going to need some help. So I'm going to ask my neighbor on Sunday when I come home if he'll come over and help me jiggle it out. And you know, whatever connections are there into the wall, I will just stuff them up. But
is it it's a gas stove, right?
Gas stove.
All right, yeah. Just make sure you don't break that. You don't kink the gas line when you pour it out.
Right. Otherwise, and then I'll have another problem.
You have a big problem. That's right.
What a year. 2020, goodbye.
So the mice, actually, what they probably did, they probably hopped into your car one weekend when you were leaving the lake. They said, all right, let's go see what his other house looks like.
Right. Probably, so let's go for a little ride with him. Yeah. and see, you know, and I'm surprised so far that Shirley has not seen them or even smelled the scent because, you know, she would go after that in no time. And she goes after chipmunks. And she catches them.
Well, all I can say is that, you know, for your own peace of mind, yeah, you're going to have to move the stove out and the refrigerator. You're going to have to just double check, find out where they're getting in.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than that. Well, see, I'm that way with bees. My house is hermetically sealed.
Yeah, you were saying that. Yeah.
I'm that way with bees. You know, somebody comes in my house and opens a window, they're not allowed back in my house again.
Yeah, I could see that. But, you know, it may not necessarily mean that they're coming into the kitchen, obviously. They could be coming in someplace else and getting to the kitchen.
And it's only going to get worse too, because it's getting colder, and they're going to be seeking shelter. So you got to deal with this problem right now at hand.
What do you think about buying like a little small BB gun?
No. No. No, it's not going to work.
I'm sure, knowing me, I will probably tear apart my kitchen, right?
You probably shoot Shirley instead.
Oh, my foot, right, exactly.
No BB gun. No BB gun.
All right, I just get a water pistol. How's that?
That's it. Put lemon juice in it and squirt it on them.
Why, they don't like lemons?
Well, if it goes in their eyes, it's very acidic, yeah. That's how I break up dog fights. I have a squirt gun that has nothing but solid lemon juice in it. And if the dogs were to get into a little tussle, you just spray it on each one of them as they're in the tussle, and it's amazing how quick they back off.
Well, thank you for that advice. And everybody have a nice weekend. And now that Marshall is talking about lemon, Marshall, I think I'll go upstairs and get a little bit of 7-Up and make myself a drink.
Sounds good to me. I bet you're going to need it this weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Bye-bye, boys.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our forecast and the Mouse Report.